Namaste and welcome. This is Richa Patami, and I hope you had a chance to listen to the meditation, The Eye of the Storm. In that meditation, we talked about entering into a place of stillness, of calm, of getting connected to our breath and becoming aware of the stresses and strains in our body and finding a way to get grounded. If you haven't had a chance to listen to that recording, I suggest two things. One, you could pause this recording and go check that one out and listen to that so you have context. If not, and if you're in the mood to continue with this one right now, then by all means go ahead. And perhaps later you might choose to go back and give that a listen as well. The invitation of this meditation is to enter deeper into that place of stillness and quiet. And despite the circumstances of our life, whether it is a literal storm or metaphoric storm, which it mostly is, whatever that might be for you, whether it is the current events of our time, whether it is a pandemic, whether it is a relationship, a career, financial losses, no matter what the circumstances of our life, what the trauma of our life, what the intensity of our life is, there is that place that I call the eye of the storm, where there is silence, where there is stillness, where there is calm, and where there is power. Not power over the storm, or not power over the circumstance, but an inner power. So as we prepare ourselves to get into this meditation, I invite you to hold a container here with me in this moment, to enter into and be the eye of the storm. Be the eye of the eye within. The eye that sees from a deeper place of knowing that one is safe, one is protected, and that one is love. Because that is who you are. You are safe. You are protected. And you are love. So I hope that you will take a few moments with me in this meditation to practice stillness and quietening the mind. There is so much information, there is so much data, statistics, so much happening all around us. How does one find stillness when there is so much activity? There is so much that draws us into the swirling information, the inundation of content coming at us. How does one enter into a place of stillness? That is what I would like to try with you here today. That is what I would like to support you in and bring you in on a journey to perhaps experience being still, being the eye that sees and doesn't engage, that watches with detachment, that can be still in the cosmic dance that we are in the midst of right now. So So let's take a deep breath in. And breathe out. And breathe in. Breathe out. Continue to take deep breaths in and out. And with every breath you take, slowly allow yourself to relax in body and mind. And watch your breath deepening, lengthening. See that the breath is filling up your lungs, going all the way down into your abdomen, filling your back, and shoulders are relaxing. Notice the breath, the vibration of every breath, all the way down to the soles of your feet and into your fingertips. Follow the journey of the breath. As you inhale, in through the nostrils, into the lungs, and then you exhale. Every time you breathe in and breathe out, gently follow this journey, the journey of a single breath. As your body relaxes with the deepening of the breath and a deeper awareness of the breath, if you need to adjust your body to get into a more comfortable position, go ahead and do that. Hopefully your eyes are closed, and even if they are not, that's okay. Just give it time. As you relax, allow your face to relax, gently the forehead and the eyelids will find their way to relaxing and closing, and perhaps that might be comfortable, and if so, just allow what feels like flow. I invite you to bring your attention to your third eye, which is the area at the center of your forehead. Visualize the third eye activating bringing your focus and attention to this area. The third eye chakra, Agnya chakra, at the center of your forehead, front and back. This helps with visualization and guided imagery, which is what we are going to enter into now. With the third eye activated, I'd like you to visualize a ray of golden light coming towards you from the perennial source of love and light and grace in the universe. You may think of it as universal life force, cosmic love, God's love, whatever you choose. It's all one. Just visualize this golden ray of light coming towards you. And it enters you from the top of your head, which is your crown chakra. And slowly this golden ray of light enters your body through the top of your head and then into your third eye, heading towards your throat chakra, the center of your throat, and lowering into the heart chakra, the center of your chest. And continuing to drop into your solar plexus chakra and slowly into the Hara chakra, or the sacral chakra, and finally into the root chakra, Muladhara chakra, the base of the spine between your legs. Visualize this golden ray of light continuing to extend from the base of your spine all the way down through your legs and into the earth. From the soles of your feet, see this ray of golden light extending and expanding, growing in to roots that go deeper and deeper with every breath, all the way down deep into the earth, continuing to extend and extend until they reach the core of the earth. As you take deep breaths in and out, bring your attention back to your third eye chakra and visualize the image of yourself right now in this moment, relaxed, seated or laying down, however you are. But visualize your figure, your image, and see this ray of light extending from the top of your head up into the universe, all the way far up high until your eyes can no longer see where it ends, and all the way down below through you, traveling from the soles of your feet into the earth, all the way to the core of the earth. See the connection between you, Mother Earth, and the cosmos right now. This energy and this connection is ever present. It is perennial, never ends, it is limitless. This is the energy of love. This is universal life force energy. This is spirit, whatever name you choose. It's yours to choose. But this flow of energy, see it and give it your attention right now. And see yourself in the same time being grounded while also being connected to cosmic consciousness, while still being here on this plane, in this dimension, as you are with what is right here, right now. You have access. You have access. Right here, right now, you are at the threshold, at the portal of divine connection. From the physical plane to the cosmic plane, ethereal plane. It is all one, happening in simultaneous time right now. Bring your attention to the energy and the power within you that is now seeing this. You are one with cosmic life force energy. And just as you are, so is everyone else. Each and every one, every being is presently in simultaneous time, also connected in this very way that you are. I am consciousness. You are consciousness. We are the collective consciousness. As we use the visualization and imagery of this golden thread, this golden stream of loving light pouring through us and connecting us to cosmic consciousness, as well as being one with the physical plane that we live in and we reside in, we embody right now in our physical bodies, dense manifestation of energy right here. We can be with the awareness that where we ground ourselves, that same earth, our fellow beings, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, our family, they all embody their physical realities on that same earth. And just as the golden ray of light enters us from the perennial source of love, theirs too enters from the perennial source of love, light, grace, and peace that is omniscient, omnipresent, perennial, limitless, with no beginning and no end. Visualize the planet with all beings everywhere knowing this right now. Activating the third eye chakra even more. Bring your attention to it as the activation is intensified, to see beings everywhere being activated into this knowing for their healing, health, and happiness, just as you are for you right now. As this golden ray of light pours and streams through you and your body, visualize that your entire body is now filled with golden light, liquid gold, and your entire being is exploding, emanating, and radiating rays of golden light all around you, and this golden light extends beyond your physical body and beams of golden light radiate and extend and extend and extend from you. These rays of golden light slowly merge with all other golden rays and beams of light, creating a golden shield, a golden ball of loving, healing light of love all over the planet. This golden light transmutes and transcends all disease, all illness, all sadness and grief, loss and unhappiness. All vibrations are transcended and transmuted into loving vibration. Visualize not only your own self, but all bodies enveloped in this golden, loving light. The entire planet enveloped in this liquid gold. You are the universe. Every choice, every vibration that you bring your attention to expands, has the power to impact. It is a ripple effect. Choosing the vibration of love and healing, wholeness and happiness, not only for the individual, but also for our brothers and sisters, for the caregivers, emergency workers, hospitals that are healing the sick, the shelters that are feeding the poor. May all know health and happiness and peace and grace. May our pause during these precarious times be in the service of all of humanity. May it be on behalf of the planet. May we all come together and converge in this collective consciousness right now to create a greater love, a greater healing, greater than one we have ever known. We have an opportunity right now to access this portal. We have the key in our hand. All we need to do is put the key into the keyhole, turn the key and open this portal and enter into love, which has always been here, always been here for ourselves, for our brothers and sisters, everywhere, all over the planet. May all know healing, may all know health. And so it is. Thank you so much for joining me on this journey of bringing our collective attention and focus to our healing as well as serving in the health, healing and recovery of those that need it the most. Thank you for being an instrument of peace, an instrument of love, an instrument of transformation. I hope that you will share this message of love and transformation with your friends and family, and be the light that shines to show the way during these times. You are love, you are safe, you are protected. You have the power in you to shine the light. Let the liquid gold within you, around you, and the light that emerges show the way first for yourself and then others. I hope that in this way that you will be a light unto yourself and light the way for your loved ones. I'd like to end this meditation with a chanting of a mantra called the Peace Prayer. This mantra invokes ancient wisdom, that is, to encourage and invoke the peace on our planet. The trees, the flowers, nature, the herbs, the medicines, the healing, the air, the sky, the energy between all these beautiful creations on our planet. In essence, that is what this mantra speaks of. Om Dhyau Shanti Antariksha Gvam Shanti Prithvi Shanti Apa Shanti Aushadhaya Shantihi Vanaspataya Shanti Vishve Deva Shanti Brahma Shanti Sarvagvam Shanti Shantireva Shanti Sama Shantirethi. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Thank you so much for joining me in this meditation and for being on this journey with me. Please continue to check back for more resources, updates, and meditations to help pause for power during these precarious times. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to be of service and to help you along. I am here for you. Take care. Namaste.